Unit 20. Archaeology. Listening. 1. Listen carefully to the tape and try to make a drawing of the tool.
Come and have a look at this. Isn't it beautiful?
What is it?
Well, have a good look.
It looks like a short stick to me. About 25 centimeters long. And at the top, there's a little carved animal. At the bottom end, there are three holes through the stick. I have no idea what it is.
Right. What else?
There's a small goat that's looking over its shoulder, and there's something funny on the right. What is it?
That's two legs of a young baby goat that is being born. At least, that's what some people think.
Really? What does it mean?
We don't know. The meaning was lost.
What was it used for?
It is an ancient weapon, one of the oldest on Earth.
How can such a short stick be used as a weapon?
Very big animals walked around the Earth.
Yeah, dinosaurs.
No, not dinosaurs, but there were bears that were two or three times bigger than today, and very large kind of elephants that had long brown hair. It was too dangerous to fight them with sticks or knives or even spears, so people developed this weapon.
I don't understand. How did it work?
You can't throw a spear very far with your arm, maybe 50 meters. But using this tool, it could be thrown 6 times farther and with greater speed.
How?
Look at the 3 holes. One held a stone for balance, one a small piece of wood or leather, and a piece of rope was tied into the smallest one. A spear of about 180 centimeters was laid on the stick, resting against the small piece of wood or leather. With a pull on the string and a movement of the arm, the spear would be thrown.
Gee, is it very old?
10 to 20,000 years.
Where was it found?
It was discovered in a cave in southern France.
How do you know that it was used for what you say?
We don't know for sure. After people stopped using it in Europe, other people in South America and Australia invented it again by themselves. They use it to throw spears, so we think it's the same thing.
So you could be wrong about it.
Yes, we can't ask the ancient people how they used it, so we must guess. What do you think it could be?
2. Listen and write down 5 of the questions asked by the students. 3. Listen to the tape and answer the following questions. Workbook. Unit 20. Listening. 2. Listen to the tape again and tick which of the following statements are true.
In July 2003, after searching for 12 years, explorers announced that they had located the sunken ship called Republic in 1,700 feet of water, about 100 miles off the southeast coast of the United States. The Republic was a steamship carrying 59 passengers from New York to New Orleans when it sank in a hurricane on October 25, 1865, according to newspaper reports and other historical records. All the passengers were rescued, but the ship and its valuable goods, including 20,000 $20 gold coins intended to help pay for the reconstruction of the South after the Civil War, went to the bottom of the ocean with the Republic. Over the past 30 years, underwater archaeology came into being as diving equipment and robots that can be used underwater were improved. It can raise good profits, both for governments and private commercial companies which undertake this kind of business. The discovery of the Titanic has made underwater archaeology very popular. Since the Republic is so far out in international waters, the company doesn't need a permit to begin work at the site. No one has been near the site for about 140 years. Nearly 4,000 artifacts were recovered, giving a good impression of life in the 1860s, from shoes to chess pieces, combs, toothbrushes, plates and cups, personal things, cooking and serving bowls, and many, many more items. Recovering the Republic may cost up to $3 million. However, it is expected that selling the gold coins may bring an amount of money in profits ranging from $120 to $180 million. To date, more than 51,000 coins have been recovered, which is believed to be about 25% of the total. The collection includes over 100 different types of gold coins dating between 1838 and 1865, and contains some of the finest examples of United States gold and silver coins from the period.
3. In the report about the discovery of the Republic, many facts and figures are given. Listen to the tape and write down what the following numbers refer to.